You're listening to SBS News.
The German government says Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a chemical agent from the Novichok group. Mr. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator who is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia on August 20th. He was taken to hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk and later transferred to Berlin's Charité Hospital, where doctors last week said initial tests indicated that Mr. Navalny had been poisoned. Defence Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer says new tests point unmistakably to a chemical nerve agent from the Novichok group.
We in the federal government have agreed also, after our meeting today, that it is a shocking event that Alexei Navalny has been the victim of an attack with a chemical nerve agent in Russia. Our thoughts are with him and his family, and we wish him a speedy and complete recovery.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel was forthright in her response.
Es sind bestürzende Informationen.
This is shocking information about the attempted murder of one of the leading opposition figures in Russia. Therefore, it is important for me to make a statement again on this matter. Alexei Navalny is the victim of a crime. He was meant to be silenced, and I condemn this in the sharpest possible manner in the name of the entire German government.
Angela Merkel says Russia needs to provide some answers.
We expect the Russian government to explain itself to this incident. There are very serious questions now that only the Russian government can answer and must answer. Alexei Navalny's plight drew worldwide attention. The world will wait for answers.
Die Welt wird auf Antworten warten.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova appeared reluctant to comment on the poisoning of Mr. Navalny. Instead, she blamed Germany for not sharing its findings with Russian law enforcement.
At the moment, the Russian side has not received a single material on this issue, neither on the requests of the prosecution office that were sent earlier nor on the requests of Russian doctors or the statement made by the German side today. Zero. Nothing. Apart from political declarations I mentioned earlier. There is nothing. We don't have anything to reply to.
The widow of a Russian agent who was killed by radioactive poisoning in London in 2006 says the confirmation a nerve agent was used to poison Alexei Navalny was a very serious issue. Speaking to Sky News, Marina Litvinenko says this was exactly what happened to her husband, Alexander Litvinenko, who was fatally poisoned with the radioactive substance polonium-210.
It looks like this regime can do anything what they want. And I believe it was very important today in Germany it was proved Alexei Navalny was poisoned. Because before this day, it was a lot of speculation. He might be was not poisoned, it was some maybe his health problem, but now when we have this poison named as a Novichok, I think it's a very serious issue.
Ms. Litvinenko says Western governments need to find a way to deal with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It's a big question to government of the West countries. Do you really understand who you're going to have a deal as a president of Russia, Vladimir Putin? Are you preparing to accept it? People might be killed, might be poisoned, and after that you will do business as usual, or you need to make some kind of decision or reaction for after what happened.
The Charité Hospital treating Mr. Navalny says he remains on a ventilator, though his condition is improving. It expects a long recovery and still can't rule out long-term effects on his health from the poisoning. Alan Lee, SBS News.